You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Two candidates with very different law experience are vying for the Democratic nomination to become Bexar County's next district attorney. Former 4th Court of Appeals Justice Luz Elena Chapa has never prosecuted a case, but says years on the bench make her ready to leave the office. Jane Davis is a veteran prosecutor with the DA's office. Both candidates agree that ICE agents who come into Bexar County and break the law should face prosecution. Here's Chapa first, and then Davis.
And being that my mother's a Mexican immigrant, this obviously hits very close to home. When and if an ICE agent comes to Bexar County and there's evidence of a crime, we need to gather that evidence and bring it to the district attorney's office and prosecute to the furthest extent of the law.
They have a right to come into our community, but they do not have a right to come in and break our laws. And as a district attorney, I would fight hard to prosecute ICE agents that overreach and that come in our community and break our laws.
Early voting in the runoffs begins May 18th with Election Day on May 26th. Hear more from the two candidates on TPR.org. Just search for The Source. Mexican authorities confirmed three of the six migrants found dead inside a freight rail container near Laredo, Texas on Sunday were Mexican nationals. Stefania Corpi has more.
The Mexican consulate in Laredo said it activated its protection protocols and is assisting families, including with the possible repatriation of remains. Authorities said the victims included five men and a 29-year-old woman from Mexico. The remaining victims are still being identified. Hypothermia was cited as a likely cause of death since temperatures in Laredo reached 97 degrees Sunday, according to the National Weather Service. Officials said it was highly probable extreme heat caused the deaths of the entire group. The deaths occurred in one of the country's busiest trade corridors. Port Laredo accounted for 62% of Texas land port trade in 2024, totaling nearly $340 billion. I'm Stefania Corpi in Mexico City.
Victor Wembanyama led the Spurs to a blowout win over Minnesota last night, helping San Antonio move one victory away from the Western Conference Finals. Wembanyama dominated early and finished with 27 points and 17 rebounds as the Spurs pulled away in the second half. After the game, Wembanyama was asked whether the Spurs got upset Vic, as one teammate predicted, or mature Vic, as coach Mitch Johnson described after Sunday's flagrant 2 ejection.
They ain't mutually exclusive, so I'm looking for both.
Wembanyama says he's ready to move on from the Game 4 incident.
It's the playoff. We gotta move on, and I got to care about my team.
Keldon Johnson added 21 points off the bench, while De'Aaron Fox scored 18 for San Antonio. Game 6 is Friday night in Minneapolis. Home sales in the San Antonio area were up 2% in April, compared to the same month in 2025. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports on who's doing a lot of the buying.
The San Antonio Board of Realtors reports local home sales really heated up during the pandemic and during a couple of years that followed as working from home became the norm. But the pace has cooled as higher interest rates and broader concerns about the economy have left some buyers on the sidelines waiting for a rosier picture. However, not all are on the sidelines. Ed Zapata, the chair of the Board of Realtors, describes who is driving a lot of home sales now.
A report just came out from the National Association of Realtors that the average age of first-time home buyers is 40. So we are seeing the later generations being able to still move in and out of the market easier than the younger generation.
Some hesitancy to buy among younger generations may be reflected by an active residential home rental market here, showing a 10% increase over last April and an average monthly rental price of $1,800. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.